Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ali Hashimian is here too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a certified financial planner. He's the co-founder and managing partner at Perfectus Financial, and he helps people take the money that they make and helps them save it and invest it and pay every penny of tax that they're supposed to pay, and hopefully not one penny more. Right, Ali?
That is correct, sir. It's
good to have you on the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I was telling the audience something that Justice Brandeis, Supreme Court Justice Brandeis, once said, paraphrasing him just a little bit. He said, tax evasion is against the law, and you'll wind up in jail. Tax avoidance is not only smart, it's your constitutional right. What do you think?
I think I couldn't have said that better myself. That's the exact thing that we tell our clients, and that's the thing that I think most people miss the opportunity on, is that, as you said there, tax avoidance is an important strategy that should be implemented in right. almost all financial portfolios.
Well, one of the examples he gave, he said, if there's a toll bridge between my house and my office, I can't go through that toll and not pay. I have to pay. But if there's a route around that bridge, over a bridge that doesn't cause me to pay, but maybe takes an extra 5 minutes, then I can avoid that tax for that bridge by just driving around the bridge.
That's correct. And most people don't realize how many other routes are available for them. And so it's not just one other route that they can take. There's a number of different routes. And as you said, in a lot of those routes, they don't have to pay that toll.
Well, and it's really unfortunate that our tax code has gotten into to become the quagmire of quicksand that it has, isn't it? I mean, it's so, isn't it sad that if you helped 10 people with almost the same financial condition, same circumstances and everything, if you gave those returns to 10 different preparers, you'd get 10 different results, wouldn't you?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, just like you said, it's getting more complex and complicated as the years move on. It's not getting easier for clients. It's not getting easier for business owners. And so in this day and age, it really does go a long way to have somebody in your corner that understands the different strategies available, and they're studying and doing the due diligence to make sure that they're finding out about new strategies that are coming available to you over the next few years as well.
Right. And so what are you doing to help your folks?
So let's talk a little bit about that. As you had mentioned, tax avoidance is kind of the name of the game these days, and if there's any opportunities that we can grow our money without having to pay future taxes and avoiding those future tax liabilities, that's what we want to try and do for our clients. And so there are mainly a few tax avoidance strategies that are available to clients these days, and most of them are things that people may have heard about, but they don't know all the details or how to structure these programs.
Mm-hmm.
And
the classic one is the basic plan, right? Just the basic. What am I trying to say? I just lost it.
The IRA.
IRA is what I was trying to say.
The traditional IRA.
That's
the
simple one, right?
Yeah, well, I guess what I would say is there are a few strategies that can help you avoid taxes right now in the tax season, and there are a few strategies that can help you avoid taxes later on in life when taxes might be much higher. And mm-hmm. I think that for most people these days, it's a little bit of a combination of using both of those strategies. And for a lot of people, they want to make sure that they are extending themselves as far as they can when it comes to avoiding future tax liabilities, as a lot of people are nervous about the fact that most likely 10 years from now, taxes will be higher than
right.
they are today.
Right.
And so the traditional IRA, the SEP IRA, the simple IRA, and all of the other famous retirement savings vehicles like 401ks, 403bs, 457, all those employer-sponsored the retirement savings vehicles are great ways for us to reduce our tax liabilities right now by adding any money into those type of investment plans or retirement plans. You are able to get an immediate tax deduction. The only trade-off, of course, is that you will owe taxes on any distribution of those later on.
They're not tax avoidance, they're tax deferrals, aren't they?
That's absolutely correct. They are the probably one of the best types of tax deferral available to you because they're a tax-deductible tax deferral in many cases. But
what you're getting is the time value of the money before taxes by deducting them now at your probably higher marginal rate, and then taking the money out decades from now when you're in retirement, when you're probably at a much lower tax rate.
I think that's the traditional idea and strategy with the IRA or SEP IRA or simple IRA or the other retirement plans, but I think that in this day and age where we are starting to see a retirement landscape that is very different than the previous generation. Namely, where in the future, when you enter retirement, your tax rates may be higher due to changes in tax laws, and your tax rates may be higher due to the fact that you actually need just as much money, if not more money, to enjoy the type of retirement that many people are envisioning that includes luxurious travel, fine dining, high octane, like outings, all of that stuff. It's not cheap to do that.
Good luck with that in retirement for most folks.
Exactly. So making sure that you have a portion of your retirement portfolio that you can access without incurring tax liabilities in the future.
What would be an example of that?
That would be a Roth IRA.
Like a Roth. That's where you pay. Go ahead. Tell us how it works quickly.
Exactly. So that's where you would, any money you put in there, you do not receive a tax deduction for. That's the trade-off. You give that up. But instead, the money in there grows tax-free as long as when you take it out, you take out qualified distributions.
And that's a big one because even though you put the money in after tax one time, if it compounds over, and that's the reason why typically Roth IRAs are for younger people, aren't they? It compounds over a period of decades. That could be a lot of return that you don't pay any taxes on when you take it out.
That's right, and that's the true tax avoidance strategy.
And that's
right
the real tax avoidance as opposed to the regular IRA, which is tax deferral. So we'll take a quick break. Ali Hashemian and I will be right back. More to come. He's going to have some more advice on tax avoidance after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.